Senator Lisa Murkowski has received assurance from the Air Force that it will work with the Fairbanks Borough on a coal-to-liquid study. Borough and Air Force officials have been looking at the potential of a coal-to-liquids plant at Eielson Air Force Base, but Murkowski says there's been little action since the Air Force got a $10 million earmark for research a year ago. Murkowski says she questioned Undersecretary for Air Force Construction Projects Kathleen Ferguson about the research at a recent subcommittee hearing.
It was admitted that, in fact, there had not been very good communication between the Air Force and the Fairbanks North Star Borough. There was not necessarily an apology for that, but just a recognition that perhaps there had been some confusion.
Murkowski says the study earmark language is pretty straightforward, and that meetings between the Air Force and borough officials have been held in recent days. The Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, or FEDCO, has already spent $500,000 on its own coal-to-liquids feasibility study, and Murkowski says it's important the Air Force considers that.
FEDC wants to make sure that it's done smart, wants to make sure that the studies aren't duplicative, that they're going in the right way. So I think they wanted to have an opportunity to be a participant in how these studies might move forward or at least be able to offer their suggestions.
The coal to liquids research follows on a Department of Defense initiative to find oil alternatives to power its operations. The local plan is to build a facility at Eielson that would turn Healy area coal into fuels to meet military and civilian needs. The conversion technology called Fischer-Tropsch is well proven, but a plant would be very expensive to build and operate, and it's unclear how large quantities of byproduct carbon emissions would be handled.